This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Hamas political leader Ismail Haniyeh was killed in Iran on Wednesday. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more on the deceased negotiator.
Ismail Haniyeh's death makes him the latest Hamas official to be killed by Israel since the Hamas-led October 7 attacks, while Hamas's Gaza leader Yahya Sinwar is believed to have been the mastermind of the attacks. Haniyeh, seen as a more moderate force in Hamas, lauded them as a humiliating blow to Israel's aura of invincibility. Michael Milchstein, a Hamas expert at Tel Aviv University, says Haniyeh had a commanding role in the group's foreign policy and diplomacy, but was less involved in military affairs. Haniyeh was also under the eye of the International Criminal Court, whose chief prosecutor sought arrest warrants against him and other Hamas leaders for war crimes and crimes against humanity. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The ramifications of the assassination of Ismail Haniyeh are not yet known, but analysts and world leaders alike are urging caution and cool heads. Middle East expert and Cambridge lecturer Roxanne Farman-Farmayan believes Iran will retaliate.
First of all, it was a shock to the Iranian government that an assassination took place in Iran, and especially during the inauguration of their new president. So it is an insult on several different sides, and I think the Iranians will take this very seriously.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
I'm not going to speculate on what impact any one event might have on that. I've learned over many years never to really speculate about that because we simply don't know. What I do know is the enduring imperative of getting the ceasefire, and what I do know is we'll continue to work at that every day.
Israel has not yet commented if it was responsible for the assassination. This is VOA News. Venezuelan opposition says it has proof its candidate defeated President Nicolas Maduro in its disputed election. AP correspondent Norman Hall has more.
As thousands of people demonstrated across Venezuela, opposition candidate Edmundo Gonzalez says his campaign has the proof it needs to show he won the country's disputed election that electoral authorities handed to President Nicolas Maduro. Gonzalez and opposition leader Maria Corina Machado told reporters that they have obtained more than 70% of tally sheets from Sunday's election and that they show Gonzalez with more than double Maduro's votes. Both called on people, some of whom protested in the hours after Maduro was declared winner, to remain calm. I'm Norman Hall.
Texas's floating Rio Grande barrier can stay for now. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
A floating barrier in the Rio Grande meant to discourage migrants from trying to cross from Mexico into Texas can stay for now after a full federal appeals court ruling. The decision Tuesday by the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals overturns a previous decision by a panel of the court. The shorter-term ruling is the latest development in a new standoff between Texas and President Biden's administration over immigration on the state's 1,200-mile border with Mexico. The broader lawsuit in district court is set for an August 6 trial, where the Biden administration accuses Texas of violating the Federal Rivers and Harbor Act. I'm Julie Walker.
United States Vice President Kamala Harris joined rappers Megan Thee Stallion and Quavo at a spirited Atlanta rally that highlighted the new energy she has brought to November's election. Reuters' Gabe Singer reports.
So the momentum in this race is shifting. And there are signs that Donald Trump is feeling it.
The vice president took jabs at Trump and his running mate, J.D. Vance.
And by the way, don't you find some of their stuff to just be plain weird?
There are less than 100 days to go in one of the least predictable election seasons in recent memory. Since Biden ended his re-election bid just over a week ago, Harris has significantly outperformed him in recent polling among young people, black voters, and Hispanic voters. A Reuters Ipsos poll published on Tuesday showed Harris with a one-point lead over Trump, down from 2 points a week earlier.
Reuters' Gabe Singer. Hundreds of rescue workers are searching through the debris from landslides that have killed at least 151 people in southern India. Torrential rains triggered torrents of mud and water that swept through tea estates and villages. For additional coverage, you can find it at voanews.com 24 hours a day. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.